Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment.
Good evening, and welcome to Starbright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to this day, to this blessed and glorious day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are choosing to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, my God, we just want to thank you. Adonai, we just want to praise you. King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you. You are good. You are kind. Excellent is your name. Father, my God, we thank you that in this season, Lord Jesus, you are helping us move forward in you. Father, my God, we are exceedingly grateful, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, Lord Jesus. We are exceedingly grateful, Father and my God. We surrender our all in all to you. We say, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us to keep pressing forward in you. Father, my God, every ungodly determination, Father, my God, Lord, to do our own thing, Father, my God, we cast it down, we throw it down, that, Lord, we'll be willing, oh Lord, we'll be willing to do your own thing, to do go your own way. Father, my God, every distraction of the enemy, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of distraction. Father, my God, distraction in our hearts, distraction in our minds, distraction in our thinking, in our belief system, distraction in every form. We come against it, Lord Jesus. Help us to be focused. Help us to be focused, to fix our eyes upon you. Lord, help us to fix our eyes, to transfix our eyes upon you, because you are our all in all. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wow, what a wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to be looking at communication, because in our press point, you know, when we are being pressed from all sides, communication is really important. Communication with God, but and communication with in our relationships, communication. Now, communication can break down. And sometimes communication can slow down in seasons, but we have to ask the Lord to help us. We really need to ask the Lord to help us. I know, I have to be honest, that communication, my communication on some aspects has been a bit patchy, or and it's because of the season. And anyone out there that's listening that thinks, oh, they've not heard from me for a while, I apologize. I'm going to put it out there. I apologize. But know that you're still loved and you're cared for. After this season passes, things will get better in the name of Jesus. There's sometimes that we just have to, I would like to say, do what we need to do. But, you know, it doesn't take away sometimes the pain when you've not heard from someone for a while. And I want to encourage everyone to know that if you've not, you know, just a tip. If you've not fought, there's nothing that's fighting, that's saying, why don't you, if that person comes to your mind, send them a message. Send them a voice note. Many times when communication slows down or stop, the enemy will throw us a punch, might make us feel rejected, unwanted, unloved, might make us feel that the person doesn't like us anymore, has fallen out with us. But there might be a storm raging at their end. There might be that others may not be aware of. So just reach out, you know, that with a voice note, a message or anything, just to know, let them know that, hey, I'm thinking about you. Because sometimes when in the middle of it all, it's sometimes hard to see the wood for the trees. And I know in this season there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with quite a lot of people. But I really believe that we just have to fix our eyes on Jesus. And if that means when you're fixing your eyes that communication with some people slows down a bit, everybody else, the reciprocant of it, please, don't endeavor not to take it personal and reach out yourself. And I know it's easier said than done. Communication is the master key. So that's why I'm even saying about text and WhatsApp, you know, whatever means, a voice note would be, it's a form of communication, you know. It is a form of communication that we need to maintain. Now, communication is very important in our lives and for our lives. It greatly helps in all relationships, whether it's between husband and wife, whether it's between siblings, whether it be in friendships, whether it be mother and child, whatever the relationship, it is really important. Colleagues, friends at work, is really important. And I know I'm in the season where I'm minimizing my communication, because sometimes, you know, there's so much going on, you can say the wrong things. And remember, there's life and death in the tongue. Those who love it eat its fruit. But I've been trying to tell people, look, I'm just so busy. So, you know, I'm just keeping my head down and focusing. It's greatly, and communication is very important in all aspects of our lives. Whether with the father or spouse or family or friends, communication can make or break that which we have or about to have. It can really make or break. And we need to, that's why I'm saying that even if it's a text message, or, you know, that you think late at night, you just think, oh, let me just send it. Sometimes people say, oh, don't message me that late. If you've not communicated with someone for a while and it's late at night and you just before you bet you get that prompting, please do. Because you never know what is going on the other side as well. Now, there is a report that analyzes the impact of communication. And we have to look at a type of communication. Now, verbal communication is really, really good and very important. But there's also, we have to make sure that verbal communication is also very effective communication. Because sometimes people are talking and we want to make it positive. Okay, sometimes you can verbally communicate, but you communicate out of frustration, anger, upset. And up to a point, you might say, I'm letting things off my chest, but we don't want to damage not only ourselves, but other people. Because it said, there's life and death in the tongue. Those who love it eat its fruit. So we don't want to sow negativity into our own destiny, because it may seem that we've said it, but we reap the fruit of it. So even when we're hurt, we need to be careful what we say and how we say. Easier said than done. And remember, we're all a work in progress. So in relationships between spouses, be aware that even as you're communicating in pressured moments, just to be aware what you're saying, so that you're not planting a seed that you're later going to reap from. And it's, you know, is really, really important. Really, really important. Because we can have verbal communication, but it can be positive and negative. Now, there's non-verbal communication, body language, posture, our excuse me, our appearance, our behavior. We've not said anything, but our eyes have cut. You know, our face is looking like, I was talking to someone this morning. I had a lengthy meeting, and they were logging in, and they said, you look better at the end of the communication than the beginning. The beginning, you looked a bit like, tired. And I said, I'm a bit, but it's just because there's a lot on my mind and I was just thinking through a lot of things. I said, I could tell. So even though I hadn't said anything, my posture, my facial expression was actually transmitting that there was a lot going on and they could pick it up. So even our nonverbal communication can be positive, you know, or negative. Or can, you know, sometimes we say to someone, you know, you feel forced to say, you know, maybe a greetings or thank you, and your face is saying something different, or your posture is saying something different, or someone might have said something to you and you think their mouth is saying that, but their whole posture is actually communicating something contradictory to that. So we have to be really, really, now I'm not saying, because sometimes people say, oh, does that mean I can't really express myself? Yeah, but you don't want to plant a negative seed in your own, that you'll reap in your own future. So yes, we're going to say something and do something and communicate inappropriately, but let it not be our default setting. Let it not be our default setting, because the more and more I look into this, there's a lot said unsaid than meets the eye. Something can happen and there's a lot said, you know, in the unsaid, in the nonverbal. There's our actions, our facial expression that is saying something, communicating something that we might be on a subconscious level not aware of. So we just have to, if you pick up on something from your spouse, you know, at a time, have a conversation about that, saying, you know, we had this, but I felt there was something else going on. They, you know, by your facial expression, by your body language, let's have a conversation about this, because I feel there's more going on. And this is healthy, because, you know, when the dust settles, everyone can actually communicate properly and just share what's on their heart. You know, in relationships, you want to draw closer. You don't want to hide, but you don't want to explode either. It's getting that middle ground. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's something that we need to continuously work on. You know, now it is said that, and there's research that our communication can impact our health and our well-being. So if we have good communication, health communication, it impacts our well-being, our mental health. And if we're not letting it fester, going round and round in our head, but actually communicate and let it go. And like I was saying to you, I was speaking to someone this morning, and at the end of the conversation we had, we'd come up with some answers. Well, the person come up with some answers, some solutions to some problems. And it was like, right, everybody, they, excuse me, they said, oh, you look better. I said, well, I can see the wood for the trees. I can, you know, it was really, really positive. And even though the situation's not changed, but there was something like ideas of how to go forward. So communication has significant impact on our physical and mental well-being. Prosperity and happiness, both, and joy. Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength, for both individuals and the world as whole. Now, you might think, oh, the world at whole. How many times have we listened to the news and you left feeling a bit miserable and lacking hope? You just think, is this disaster after this disaster? The other day I was listening to the news and I got a bit confused, because they talked about bike accidents that injured people badly, but it was about three or four of them. And at one point I thought, is it the same thing or different? But it felt like, what is going on? And so it's not that we shouldn't have the news, but I'm saying that we can see that as, why, when we get some good news, when we It lifts our heads. We feel there's hope. We have a joy. We have a strength. We think, yes. But when you get that consistent negativity, or people say they're informing you, it can really, really impact you. So we need to guard our heart, as it says. Guard our heart. Now, because it says out of it comes the issues of life. And we don't want to be what I call a whinge fest. There's some people that they like to complain. They will complain morning to night about everything and anything. But, you know, let us come up with some solutions. It's not to say that it's wrong to complain. Yes, but let's come up with some solutions. What could you do? What could you do to make things a bit different so it's not impacting you to that place? You know, what choices could you make? What choices did you make? And how, at that time, it might have seemed right. You might not like it, but we've made choices. Let us run forward. And know that, you know, that God has us. Let our confidence is that it's not looking completely nice now, but God's got us. God is working it out. God is making a way. So let our confidence be in that, instead of the enemy just telling us, oh, this has gone wrong, oh, this is going wrong, all that. Let our confidence, God is working. Because it says all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. You love the Lord is working together for good. If it's not gone to the good, it's still working together. So God is putting things together for your good. And quite a lot of us need to say amen to that. Because that's a scripture. That's not me. It's scripture saying he's working everything together for our good. Now we have direct and indirect verbal communication. And sometimes direct is like an instruction or something, you know, like that. And indirect is maybe comes through someone else, or is something made globally that as individuals we need to abide by, etc., etc. So, you know, we need to be aware that some things might be said but not apply to us. You know, it may not apply to us. Oh, I'll give you a good example. I was speaking to someone today, and we were looking at documents, and I said, oh, everybody needs to have a British driving license. And they don't have a British driving license. Everybody needs to have a British driving license. And they went, oh. So we looked and looked. And I said, no, let's look at the government website. Because, you know, everybody has an opinion on the internet. Let's look at the government. And the government website said, oh, their driving license was correct. Now, what I was saying was not wrong. What they were thinking was not wrong. But I said, let us confirm it. What do you need to do if you need to change it? If not, you need to change. Do you need to? And we found out that the type of license they had, they were fine. So there was communication and investigation. And even though they would have been, let's say it came out broadcast that everybody needs to have, for them, it didn't apply. So sometimes there's some things that we hear that's communicated. We need to check if it applies to us. We need to check if it applies. This can be even things said, in any environment, check if it applies. Check with the Lord if it applies. You know, sometimes people say everybody over a certain age should take a certain medication. Check if it applies to you. Yes, you're that age, you know, but check if it applies to you. If you're not sure who to check with, ask the Lord. The Holy Spirit, the greatest teacher, will know whether it is. And that's communication with the Lord. Every part is actually very important. Every part. Now, in relationships, we need to have be as precise as we can, you know, about and clear with our communication, because sometimes that's where things get a bit confused. We need to have some level of concentration so that events, facts, objectivity, what is the information that's required from that you're acquiring for the communication can be used effectively. We need to have have a soft landing for things. We don't always have to be, you know, abrupt or something like that, but we have to have that good communication. Clarity. Need to make sure that our communication has been understood. Pastor is always saying, what are you saying? What am I hearing? Because you might have communicated, and he's always saying that some communication is more of a broadcast. So what was said and what was heard? And these are even good skills for when you're even for a job interview. Sometimes you may think that it's gone well, but how has it come across to the other person? So even when you've had a job interview and you've got what I like to call, I please to apologize, you didn't get it, ask them for feedback, because you might find from the feedback that, oh, I thought I'd communicated this, I thought I'd communicated that, but you might have digressed off, you might not have given enough detail, you might even find that you were really, really close, but they just went with someone internal, something like that, that, or you might find you didn't explain something with clarity. So all those things, it then will help for the next time, okay, for the next time, for you to do, right, this is what you need to do. You know, so we need to communicate with clarity. Make sure we're understood. Make it, especially if you're communicating and it's verbal, conversational, so that it's not, you're not instructing. You're having a conversation. And when we're communicating with God in our prayer, we want to make it conversational. And what I mean by that is that you're waiting to hear an answer. Now, sometimes people wait in that same position that they've been praying to get an answer. Sometimes some people will wait expectant for an answer throughout that day. And I like to think about it as, you know, when you're expecting a phone call, you have your phone close by, you have things that, right, okay, being attentive to listen out for the instructions. And that's what we need to be with our communication, that we've said something and we're expecting a response, even if it's, oh, okay, I've heard, okay, that's what we'll do, all right, you know, just to make sure that what you've said has been understood, because the enemy messes with, especially with relationships, messes with the airwaves. I really believe messes with the airwaves. So what you think the person is saying comes back as something else. So we just have to make sure that, you know, it's clearly understood. Now, another aspect that we need to look at for effective communication is endeavoring as much as possible to be calm. I always like to say, breathe through your words. Even if you're frustrated, breathe through your words. Sometimes it's not so easy because you've been riled up. You may be anxious, you may be fearful, You might be sad, you might be crying. It's very hard, but as much as possible, try to get the clarity and communication to make sure it's all across. Try and breathe through your words and make sure that you are clearly communicating what you want to express. Jesus communicates with us in ways we understand and we can hear. We need to communicate with our spouse, family, and friends in ways that the other will understand. Imagine someone who is deaf trying to understand someone who isn't. This is going to be difficult if the barriers are not addressed and overcome. So if, you know, even when communicating with a child, this many times people sometimes stand and communicate, but they said the most effective is for you to bend down to the child's level and talk to the child and make sure they're even paying attention. Make sure that they understand. Make sure it's clear. And make sure that it's understood. Now, when we're upset or angry, we do say things, but make sure that the intent of what we want to say is expressed. You know, we mustn't leave things ambiguous that people guess it. What does that mean? What does that mean? What? You know, let us do that. Let us instill hope and confidence in success. And even when someone is communicating that, receive it. If someone is going out their way to encourage you, receive it. Receive it. Now, sometimes we can get wrapped up into this, for want of a better word, we will maybe like a Christian language. Someone asks you, how are you? And it's not wrong to say, it is well. That's not wrong. But sometimes the it is well is said so much that you're looking at the person, you're going, not even you that are saying it, believe it. You know, and I know we've got to say it till it gets into our spirit, say it so the devil can hear. But what I want to encourage is that to actually disclose to someone, disclose to your mentor, disclose that, please, can you pray with me because, and that is communication with your spouse. Please, can you pray with me because of this? Please, can you pray with me because of that? Now, and I'll give you an example. Maybe last week and for some weeks, I've been really struggling with physical health, my knees. Okay? And I could have said it is well. But there came a crunch point that I encouraged myself, please, every time, moment in time, please lay your hands, pray for my knees. Lay your hands, pray, because I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I asked one of my girls, please be praying for my knees, because you know when you're not exactly sure, but you don't know. And I could have gone on with saying it is well. But the healing and the pain relief that I'm walking in now, I'm sure I would not have been gotten if I had not communicated to. And it doesn't have to be that you broadcast it at news at 10, but your mentor, the significant other, just to let them, please, I'm struggling, please can you pray regarding this, because that is effective communication. Now we're going to continue with this, but we're going to have a short break. After the break, we're going to continue further with this. Be back after the break.
Shout out the Lord. Shout.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Hallelujah. Since the day I met Jesus, my sins were washed away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen to that. Amen. We were looking at things that we need to look at regarding communication. You know, we need to instill hope, confidence in success. You know, even talk to yourself regarding, you know, that God has got it. God has got it. And even when you feel that, wow, I'm struggling to do this, ask your mentor, you know, to that significant person, your spouse, to encourage you. Because we all can feel a bit flat. We can all feel a bit like there's so much going on. But we need that encouragement. We do need that encouragement. And we need to hear the words of hope. You know, one of the things that can actually cause like problems is when we start deferring to the wrong idea, the wrong concepts. You know, that scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. You know, we want to get to that place that we're thinking, letting our minds be fixed upon Christ. Let the way God thinks about us be prominent in our minds. You know, avoid having an incomplete conversation. You know, where someone leaves you hanging, because then what happens? It then leaves that place open for the enemy to fill it. So we need to actually have that completeness in our conversation. And part of it is making sure the person's understood what is being spoken. When someone's communicating, show an interest. You know, show an interest. And even if you appear to be slightly distracted, explain. Maybe even say, this is not the best time. I just need to finish off something. You know, we do have our personal preference in how to be communicated. You know, there's different forms of communication. Sometimes people like a physical touch, you know, handheld, tap on the shoulder. But it doesn't always, it's not always appropriate. So we just need to make sure the person is actively listening. And sometimes when we're tired, when we're stressed, it's not the best time to have an in-depth conversation. Because I can assure you and reassure you that what you may respond or not even listen to is because of the other factors that are going on. Communication is important because it helps us know what we should and should not do, either in verbal or non-verbal format. If we look at Genesis 12, and it says from verse 1, the Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went as the Lord told him to. So there was God communicated exactly everything to Abram. Communicated. And even when Abram was like a bit lost as to what was going on, God came back and communicated. Communication was what happened. I want to read that same chapter. Okay, it says during Tree of Life, then Adonai said to Abram, get going from your land and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. My heart's desire is to make you into a great nation, to bless you, to make your name great, so that you may be a blessing. My desire is to bless those who bless you, but whoever curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abram went, just as Adonai had spoken to him. Also Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And verse 5. Abram took Sarai, his wife, and his Lot nephew, and all their possessions that had been acquired, and the people that they acquired in Haran. And they left to go to the land of Canaan. And they entered the land of Canaan. Now, I want to read that bit again. He said, then Adonai said to Abram, get going from your land, from your relatives, and from your father's house, the land that I will show you. So the communication, get going, is like, you know, I want you to do this quickly. This is not like, I want you to get your stuff together and get going from this land. Everything that you're familiar with, you know, when you live in an area, you're quite familiar. Whether you talk to the neighbors or not, you're quite familiar with the area. You know how to get to your house with your eyes shut practically. You know your way around. You know if you're in an area so long, you even know who has a pet, who doesn't have a pet. All these things you're very much aware of. And you've got to leave all that, all the familiar, all the relatives around, and your father's house, that everything, even close to something that's so close. So from the community, from the distant relatives to who is in your household. This is what the Lord was saying. Wants you to Abram to get going. So there was a lot of clarity in this communication. A lot of clarity. And I love the part. It says, my heart's desire is to make you a great nation, to bless you, to make your name great, so that you may be a blessing. So God's heart desire for Abram was to make him a great nation. It was his heart's desire. It's something that he was longing. Now, what is God's heart's desire? What is he communicating to you? What's his heart's desire for you? What is your heart's desire for your family? What's your heart's desire for your spouse? What's your heart's desire for your children? What's your heart's desire for your pet? What's your heart's desire? Because I love this heart's desire. It wasn't just about blessing that, but it was going to be so that Abram could be a blessing, so that you may be a blessing. So what's your heart's desire for your children? It will impact. If our heart's desire is aligned with the will of God, it's going to impact the next generation, their family in the next generation. It's, what is our heart's desire for ourselves? Maybe that's where we need to start with. What have we been communicating to ourselves? The Lord to help us. Because sometimes we are our own worst enemies. Because the enemy communicates the lie. And sometimes in stressful moments, that is believed above everything else. So we need to endeavor to believe what God is saying and not what is happening out there. It says, my desire is to bless those who bless you. So as people are helping you on your journey, you know, God says, anyone that blesses you, God's desire is to bless them. This is what he was saying to Abraham. But you know, as we bless others, as we help others, as we support even your children, your spouse, it also is a help to you as well. And you might not have thought about that. When you communicate positively, it makes a positive atmosphere. It just, when you communicate positively the truth and everything, it makes a positive atmosphere, you know, and actually it's a lifter. It lifts us up, you know. And Abram's response was, what? Right? The Lord has spoken, let's go. And this is so powerful. God's communicated effectively in a verbal manner to Abram, made sure he understood what to do, and Abram did as he was instructed. Now, if we look at Exodus 3, now Moses was tending, Exodus 3 from verse 1, it says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why? The bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Now the bush was a communication. So this is God using nonverbal communication. The bush was a communication. It was to draw Moses' attention and to get his attention. So with Abraham, he said something. With Moses, he did nonverbal communication. What's our nonverbal communication like? Our facial expression, our acts. What is that all about? Lord, to help us. You know, we need to endeavor to communicate effectively. Effectively. We're going to continue on with this. But I just want us to pray, because communication is the master key. God is communicating, but are we hearing? Are we picking it up? And I want to encourage you, if you've got, you know, God has brought someone into your life, for even if it's for a particular aspect of the journey, listen to what they are saying, because God will place the words in their mouth. If you really believe that God has brought that person for a season, for a reason, or for a lifetime, really listen. There's going to be so much distractions that you don't, because, you know, sometimes what happens when we listen to everybody, we get confused and we then go off and do things that we ought not to do. But if we stick to one and we listen as God has directed you, and I put that in, as God has directed you, God will place the words in their mouth for you. Father, my God, we just thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory, we worship you, adore you. This is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you yet to do. Father, my God, we are truly, truly grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you that you are doing the work all by yourself. We give you all the glory and praise. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I just want to let you know we're having a seminar on Saturday. It's at Highfield Pavilion, Stamford Park. Come along. It's at 10 and it shall finish at 1. So see you there. Take care and God bless. And bye for now.
Your glory comfortable in this place. Lord, you're doing something great, awaking supernatural faith. Your glory is tangible in this place. Lord, you're doing something great, awaking supernatural faith.
coming